This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the greatest in modern mainstream jazz. And we're going to continue with our highlight group of the week, and that is the Modern Jazz Quartet, who worked together for approximately 20 years. All down through the years, they were considered one of the finest of the working groups in modern jazz, comprised of John Lewis on piano, he was also the arranger and musical director, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and this is a little thing written by Bags, that's a nickname for the vibe man, Milt Jackson. It's called Bags' New Groove.
Thank you.
All right, that was Bags Groove at his best. That was a wonderful rendition of Bags' New Groove by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Fine vibe solo there by Milt Jackson, who was called by Bags. Well, now we're going to turn to a great old tenor man, arranger, composer, Bud Johnson. And this is a little item he did called Driftwood from a Riverside album called the Bud Johnson Octet. And it's an interesting arrangement because he's on tenor sax and he's backed up by, let me see what we have here, four trumpet players, Ned Adderley, Harry Edison, Ray Nance, and Clark Carey, all on trumpet with a rhythm section. And out front is the leader, Bud Johnson, on tenor sax. Thank you. beautiful ballad called Driftwood by the Bud Johnson Octet, and four trumpets on that particular track. But we heard primarily the Ray Nance on violin, who played both trumpet and violin in the Duke Ellington band, and he sat in with the Bud Johnson Octet on that particular track. I'm going to go back to our highlight jazz group of the week, and that's the famous Modern Jazz Quartet, or the MJQ, as they were finally called, and this is their version of Dizzy Gillespie's classic bop composition, Woody and You. Composition, Woody and You, played by the MJQ, with, I want to give you the personnel again so you can remember it, and maybe induce you to go out and pick up some of the MJQ material. The great Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis on piano, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass. I'll do some early Dave Brubeck. We don't pay too much to Dave Brubeck, but once in a while we dip into the Dave Brubeck songbook. And this is a thing was written in about 1953 with Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Ron Crotty on bass, Joe Dodge on drums. I'll Never Smile Again. Thank you. the Dave Brubeck Quartet in concert doing I'll Never Smile Again, fine alto sax solo there by Paul Desmond. Okay, now we're going to go back to the our spotlight jazz group of the week, and that's the Modern Jazz Quartet. And this time we're going to dip into the Duke Ellington songbook, a thing written by Duke called Rockin' and Rhythm that he first introduced with his big band around 32 and 33. And they played it all down through the years until the band broke up on Duke's death in 73. So they played this tune down through the years in different forms and variations for about 40 years. And so to salute Duke Ellington, the MJQ plays Rockin' and Rhythm.
Thank you.
Swinging version of old Duke Ellington classic Rockin' in Rhythm by the MJQ or the Modern Jazz Quartet. Great track. Okay, we're going to go way back in the archives now, but it's still a beautiful sound. We're going to listen to the ballad artistry of Long Tall Dexter Gordon. And this is one of the great ballads. I guess you'd call it kind of like a saloon song. It's the talk of the town.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon on tenor sax. Beautiful a rendition of a great old standard. It's the talk of the town. Back to our highlight group for the week, and that is the MJQ, or the Modern Jazz Quartet. This little thing, a clever little thing written by the piano player John Lewis called The Queen's Fancy. Modern Jazz Quartet playing composition written by the piano man in the MJQ. That's John Lewis, and that was called The Queen's Fancy. Right, we're going to change the pace a little bit now. We'll do something by tenor man Jimmy Forrest, along with Larry Young on Hammond organ, Thornell Swartz on guitar, Jimmy Smith on drums. Not the Jimmy Smith, the organ player, but there was another Jimmy Smith out there in the jazz world who was a drummer. And this is from Jimmy Forrest's album, appropriately called Forest Fire, a little thing called Help. Thank you. Swinger called Help with Jimmy Forrester on tenor sax, Larry Young on organ. So now we're going to turn to another track by the Modern Jazz Quartet, our highlight group of the week. This is a composition by the piano player John Lewis called The Golden Striker.
Thank you.
concert of the week, the MJQ. That is the Modern Jazz Quartet. You know, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, and Milt Jackson on vibes. That was a composition written by the piano player, John Lewis, called The Golden Striker. Now, if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like for us to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, this about wraps up this Sunday night session, and we hope you'll come back and visit us for another session. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're going to go out with a little something by Jimmy Wilkerson, Don Wilkerson, called Camp Meeting.